Okay. Welcome, Alicia. Welcome, welcome. You can sit at a table if you like. If you like. Okay. Okay, Rabosai, how where are we holding? We're still in Xos? Have we got past Xos?
No.
I'm in there.
We're okay.
Right in it.
All right. Let's okay, so okay, this is not the easiest of sugyas, and I want to work it through. I want to make sure you get it down well. So we saw the Gemara in Daf Dalet, and the Gemara in Daf Dalet highlights that we need Karen according to. Sorry, did I say Karen? Yeah, I said Karen. Yeah, we need Shur according to Rav, and we need Adam according to Rav. We need them both. Why do we need them both? Because each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. Adam has a chumrah of Arba Dvarim that Shur doesn't have, and Shur has a chumrah of Kofar that Adam doesn't have. Meaning, when a Shur kills a person, the Baal Ashur, the Shur gets killed, the Baal Ashur has a chiyuv to pay Kofar. When an Adam kills a person, then he has whatever onesh happens to him, Misa, Galus, whatever the case is, he has no chiyuv Kofar, so it looks like there's a chumrah of Shur that does not exist by Adam. So Tosis on the spot comes along. Hiksha Hariva, my chumrah he zu. Why is this called a chumrah? After all, hi the Amish Hamzakaifa Mishum the Kimle Bidramine. The reason that you don't pay kofar when it comes to Adam is not because of a kula of Adam. It's not coming from a place of kula. It's coming, and the way I at first understood this Tosis is coming from a side reason. It's not inherent to Adam, it's a sideshow which applies to Kala Torah Kula, and that's Kimlei Bidirabine. So therefore, you can't tell me Shur is more chomer than Adam based on Kofar. Kofar, it's Patri, Adam is Patri and Kofar because of Kimlei. And then Tosis the Riva gives an answer over here, which to be honest, at first blush, prima facie, is perplexing. Tosis says that the answer is Vetirates. Nami Potter. No. You're even Potter in a case of killing. If Adam kills Bishogeg, he's also Potter. From Kofar. Why? Because of Tana de Bechizkiya. A very pithy thesis. Doesn't say a lot over here. But he said, Tana de Bechizkiya. What does Tana de Bechizkiya teach us? That even if you killed Bishogeg, Kimlei still applies. Is Tana de Beit Chizkiya living in the world of Kimlei? Or is this an extra Kimlei position? No, it's in the world of Kimlei. The Chiddush of Tana de Beit Chizkiya is Kimlei applies even in a case of where the Avera HaChamura was done Bishogeg. Everyone agrees that when it's done by Mezid and Yechayev Misa, the Misa is Poter the Mav. Tana de Beit Chizkiya says, even if you did what's called Chayve Misos Bishogeg, that also exempts you from the Chiv Mamar. So that's what Tosis says. End of story. Now, again, what is Tosis saying? Well, we just said in the Kasha. What was the Kasha? The Kasha is, this is not a Chumrah of Shor over Adam. It's been governed by a sideshow called Kimlei B'Derabmine. The answer is Tana de Beit Chizkiya. But that's also in the world of Kimlei. That's also a p'tur that's a sideshow. So why does that solve the problem of, yes, no, now I understand very well that Shur is indeed more chomer than Adam. That's the problem that we have. Okay, so in order to really resolve that issue, we need to at least get a little bit into the guts of Kimlei B'Derabmine, how it works. And again, a very, very quick chazara. We saw yesterday the very, very famous sugya of Metzid Atzari Aleph and the sugya of Esnan Asra Torah Tilo Ba'al Imo. And we saw Rashi and Atzari Aleph, who says there is a double chiddush to the halacha of Kimlei in that case of Esnan Asra Torah. Chiddush number one is that, is there even in a case of Kimlei, when you're exempt from your Chiv Mamon, is there still a mitzvah to pay? I'll even say further, is there a Chiv to pay? Yes. The answer is yes. It's not a Chiv Bidei Adam, but it is a chiyuv latzeis yedei shamayim. So the chiyuv to pay is still extant bezdin. Can't enforce that chiyuv, but you have a chiyuv to pay. So that's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is now that you have a chiyuv to pay, what does Rashi tell us? E tofas lo mafkin mine. You have a chiyuv to pay. So now if the mother in that scenario of Esnan Sotara would grab away the Esnan, would grab the payment, she could keep it. Why could she keep it? Because fundamentally what's she doing? She's taking what's hers. She's taking what's hers. She's entitled to it. She's taking what's hers. And Bez will not intervene to go ahead and put it back. That is the double Chiddush of Rashi. So far, so good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, keep your ksos out handy. But before that, I want to take a look at this Gemara I asked you to look at in Sanhedrin. Very fascinating Gemara. A lot to talk about. This perek in Sanhedrin, the eighth perek in Saramara, is a very classic Gemara they learn in high schools. Did they learn it in the academy? Did not. It's a classic. A lot of you perhaps did it in high school. A very fascinating sugya. So the Gemara introduces us to the sugya of Habob Machteris. And there is a Chiddush Habob Machteris. If someone tunnels into your house, let's say at night, what is your expectation as the homeowner? Is you're ready to defend your home. A person, we assume, is going to defend his home with lethal force. And the Ganav understands that the Balabais is ready to defend his home with lethal force. And therefore, when the Ganav comes in at night, what is the Ganav prepared to do? He's prepared to kill him. Which effectively means that he's a rodeh. And who's the primary cause? The Ganav is the primary cause. The Ganav has a din of Rodev and Nitan Latzil Benavsh. So fundamentally, when the Ganav comes in, tunnels in, is there a latent Chiv Misa that is hovering over his head?
Oh, yes.
The answer is yes. And as such, the Mishnah tells us, Habab Machteres, he's Chayiv Misa, and therefore, Habab Machteres, the Shivres HaChavis, in the process of the tunneling, he goes ahead and breaks a chavis. So, in a case he's doing it at night, and we're talking about lethal, potential lethal force, ein lo damim, and pater. So he's chayv misa, and he's pater from what? He's pater from chiyuv mamon. He broke the kalim. Does he have to pay for the kalim? No, kim le bedarav. Okay, comes along the Gemara. And the Gemara now brings this up, and he quotes, the Gemara quotes Rav. And Rav takes this, and he advances it very, very far. Rav says, not only does this halacha apply in a case of Sheber Es HaKelim, but even in a case of Nota. Amar Rav, Habob HaMachteres, V'Notal Kelim V'Yatza, Potter, Maitaima Bidamim Kaninu. Literally, what does that mean? Bedam kaninu? He has acquired the chefetz with his blood. Wow. Wow. Rashi says, bedamim kaninu, bedemei nafsho knaon. Hoil, v'nischayev misa, b'lekichasam. He's chayev misa, and therefore, who resists this this position? Rava says no. That doesn't make any sense. Amar Rava, mistabra milsa de Rav is shiber. Rav makes sense in a case of shiber. De lesnu. What does lesnu mean? It's not there anymore. What's it? The vessel. The kli is gone. So what does he have now that the kli is gone? There's a chiyuv tashlumin. So he has a chiv misa and a chiv tashlumin. There's no chiv to pay because it's gone. There's no chiv tashlumin. Avol notal. But if he actually stole the kli, no. He's got to pay back. Why is Rava so adamant that there's a fundamental difference between shiver and notal? What's his rationale?
Hashavas Aveda.
I don't say Hashavas Aveda, but Hashavas Gneva. Right now, the object is in the hands of the Ganav. Who owns the object? Who owns the object? The Baal HaKli owns the object. What is, if you will, the relationship of the Ganav to the Kli?
It's in his
Rishus. In a certain sense, it's like a pikadon. It's like he's a shomer ki'ilu, and therefore, is there a chiyuv tashlumin?
No.
There's no chiyuv tashlumin. What is there a chiyuv? Hashavas hagzela. Who owns the gezel?
Him.
Who's him?
The guy.
No! The Baal owns it. He has to return the object that is not his. So Rava says, where's the kimle here? He's just got to like, he doesn't have a chiv to pay, he's got a chiv to return. Imagine for a moment that you're tunneling into someone's property and all of a sudden, a neighbor simultaneous therewith, his ball finds itself falling into your pocket or something. Falls into your hoodie as you're running away or running in. So it's an Aveda. Who owns that ball? The Baal Aveda. Just because he's a Ganav and he's Chayav Misa, that means he doesn't have to do a Hashavas Aveda? Of course he does. Why would that diminish his obligation to Hashavas Aveda? So that is the Taina of Rava. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Avonot Alo. He says, "Mistabra b'hamilsa derav de patarba de kem de kaimina." We establish kol heka de isnu de marayu ninu. Wherever it is, it belongs to the owner. The ain't zechir b'tashlumet the pikadon b'alma ninu gabe. It is just a pikadon. So Rava says, "I disagree with you." Okay, Rava says, "Just again, it's not a sugya, but it's interesting nevertheless." Did Rav know how to learn?
Yes.
Yes. Is Rava's argument compelling? It is compelling. So how does Rav understand this sugya? It's not our sugya, but once we're here, let's just explain it out. Yeah! That's correct. What do you mean he made a kinyan on it?
When he
made a kinyan?
No, he acquired it through his act of
Okay, correct. So Nelson says as follows. Nelson says that when a person is a gazlan, when a person steals, let me ask a question. If I steal someone's object and lightning then strikes and destroys it through no fault of my own whatsoever, do I have to pay? Yes. Why? It's totally not my fault. I'm not a shomer. I'm much more than a shomer. I have kinyan. I'm not an owner, but the birshuso is mine. So I have, I will say, quasi-ownership rights, le'inyan onsen. Le'inyan to mechayev in onsen. You've seen this before. I have some kind of kinyanim as far as onsen is concerned. I'm like an owner. Am I a full owner? What is blocking my full ownership? Does my ownership ever mature, if anyone's ever learned Bava Kama, 7th Perek? Does it ever mature into full ownership?
Yeah,
maybe you've, what?
I take care of it
more now. What? If there's Yeyush, if there's Yeyush Bailin, then it matures. There's another example, another way. Shinui Mais. If I stole, for example, wood, and then it became somehow, perhaps I built it into a chair. So now there's a shinui. Who owns the chair? I own the chair. Do I have to still pay money? For sure. But How'd that happen? Since when is shinui maisa a kinyan? Since when is yeyush a kinyan? So the answer is as follows. When I steal it, the Torah gives me certain kinyan. a quasi bilus, not real bilus, quasi bilus. But there is something that blocks the bilus from maturing into real bilus. What blocks that bilus? What do I have to do with this object that I just stole? What?
You have to change the status.
No, but what do I have to do with it? I have an obligation. I have an obligation in this object. What?
Oh.
I have to return it. So the Chiv Hashava gives the original Bailin a continued grip on the object. But what happens now if the original Bailin are Miyayish? So now he's saying, I'm relinquishing my rights to the Hashava, which now allows the Kinyan Egzela to mature into bona fide Kinyan. I have a Chiv Hashava of what I stole wood. But now that this wood became what? A chair. So I have a Chiv Hashava on the wood, but it's not wood anymore, it's a chair. Shini Maisa means now the Chiv Hashava is Paka, and now the Bailus matures into real ownership. 1 second, Shuv. So what's Rav's position? Rav's position is, Bidamin Kanenu, I have Kinyanim. And I also have a Chiyuv Hashav. What is Kimlay doing? What is Kimlay doing? Kimlay is saying, you don't have a Chiyuv Hashav. You don't have a Chiyuv Hashava. And now that you don't have a Chiyuv Hashava, what is enabled to mature? The Kinyane Gzela now mature into bona fide Kinyane. And what does Rava disagree with? Rava rejects the idea of Kinyane Gzela. Rava is telling you, who's the owner of this object, full blown? The Baal HaChefetz is, you're just a shomer, it's a pikadon in your hands. But it's always Shel Marayu, of the original owner. And therefore, he doesn't get Rav's position. Okay, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood this Gemara. And it's the simple pashtus, how you must understand this Gemara. Okay, all that background is interesting. But it's not really our sugya. So, what is our sugya? So then the next piece of Gemara says something interesting. The next piece of Gemara tells us that this actually happened to Rav. Rava had a nice flock of animals in his backyard, in his house, and a Gana tunneled in and stole a sheep. And then apparently the fella had a sense of remorse, and at least as the Ksos understands it, he actually came to Rava and said, here's your sheep back. I'm giving them back to you. Rava wasn't home, they gave him back. Then Rava heard he got his sheep back. And he says, No, I'm not taking the sheep back. After all, who's the Gadol Hador? Rav is the Gadol Hador. And according to Rav, does he have any obligation to give me the sheep? No. And therefore, I'm giving the sheep back. That's the story of the Gemara. Comes along Tosis. And Tosis there in Maseches Sanhedrin argues the following. Temohu. I don't get it. This is a case of Kimlay. In a case of Kimlay, is there an obligation, let's say, Yedei Shamayim? The answer is yes. If there's an obligation, let's say, Yedei Shamayim, good. He wasn't obligated, Bedine Adam, to give the sheep back. But he was obligated, Bedine Shamayim. How does Tosis know that? Because Tosis is Zaydi. He knew it from his Zaydi. Who was his Zaydi? Rashi. Bava Metzia, Daf, Tzariyav. There's a Chiv, let's say it's De Shamayim. And Itafas. Lomav Kinamine. So comes along Tosis and says, why did he not take it back so he can let the guy be Yaitse De Shamayim? You with me?
That's a question.
That's Tosis Kash. Should have taken it back. Tosis gives an answer. Not the most lumdisha answer. Yeah. A little bit of a duchuk answer. Tosis says, V'yesh lomar, dekan lo hayu rotzen lahagzir, ela in kein yisraivu b'dine adam. this guy wasn't interested in returning the object, let's say it's Deis Shamayim. I'll deal with Shamayim later, after 120. Why do you want to give back the object? Because he thought B'dini Adam, he had to. So Rava says, well, if you think you have to, Rav says you don't have to. So keep it for yourself. You don't have to give it back. That's how Tosis understands the subject. Good. Comes on the Ksos, and the Ksos says nothing doing. There is a much more fundamental idea. In this Gemara, he explains this Gemara with a big Chiddush that emerges from his understanding of the Yam Shel Shlomo and kind of breaks open the sugya of Kimlei B'Derabim. And basically says as follows. Inside, but he says Kimlei B'Derabimine has two separate and distinct dina, tranches. There's one type of Kimlei B'Derabimine which he calls of dinan hachumra. He did not very amazing, and associated therewith, you did something bad, you did that something chayv mamon. And you avdinon hachumra, you implemented the ones hachamur. You gave the misa. So zachiv misa, zachiv mamon, and you gave the misa. When you gave the misa, Kimlei says the chiv mamon has been satisfied. Such that the chiyuv mamon has, in a certain sense, been satisfied via the chiyuv misa. So, where's my chiyuv mamon?
Inside the misa.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist. It's absolutely gone, obliterated. Which would mean, if this is true, let's say, is there a chiv, let's say, Sdei Shamayim, where of Dina Nachumah, to pay the mamon? No, why not? There's no chiv. Itafas mafki. Itafas mafki. That's one tranche of Kimlei B'Derabim. Second tranche is where lo of Dina Nachumah. Someone perhaps suggest some illustrations of lo avdin and hakoma. So what? Okay, what?
Shogei hasra.
Shogei.
Lo hasra.
No hasra. No edim. Any which way. Lo avdin and hakoma. So in such a case, you have a chiv misa. Is it going to be executable? No. And you have a chiyuv mamon. We're not giving the misa because shogeg, no asra, no eidim, whatever. Are you giving the mamon? Is there a chiyuv mamon? There's no chiyuv mamon either. Because it's Tanah Bechizkiah. There's no chiyuv mamon. But this is a fundamentally different kimle than of Dina Nachumah. And what is this kimle telling you? Is there a chiv mamon extant? Is it there? Has it been obliterated? It's not obliterated. It's there. But will we implement that chiv mamon?
No.
Tana Bechizkiah, Kimlei says, there's no chiv mamon b'makom that the Maisa generated an obligation of a Misa, even if that Misa is not going to be executed. There's no chiv mamon. But is the chiv mamon latently there? The answer is yes. And as such, number one, is there a chiv that says Deis Shamayim?
Yes.
It says yes. And itafas? Lo mafkin. Lo mafkin. Good? Are we good? Okay. Step one. Says the Ksos. And where did Xerxes get this idea from? Did he make it up? So he got it from the Yamshel Shlomo. And he says, let's just quickly see this inside. If you look at the first underlined section of the Xerxes, he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo. And he says as follows. V'nir de kol heka de chayvla, it's a direct quote. V'nir de kol heka de chayvla seis de shamayim, itofas mafkina mine afil peish rashi. So in a regular case, the cases that we have, the four cases, let's say Shemaim in Perakat Kone, Stavnine, Mafkina Mine. Because Bishlam became like Rabine, Chayavu, there is Chayav, and Rak the low Katlin, the betray Katle, the of Dinon, Ha, Chumra, Hilkach. There of Dinon Ha Chumra, and as such, there's going to be, you'll see in a second, Hilkach, Hek, Law of Dina Chumra, but if you're not of Dina Chumra, good going. Bishogeg, Oshalo, Be'asrob, Bezman Azeh, Imkei, Nucha, Lomar, Shasrono, Senes, that in Tafas, Lomav Kinan, Ta'asov, Sof, Chayv. Aval, Hek, the Grumbin Ezek, in the case of Kones, then you're not even Chayv whatsoever. So there's an illusion in the Yamshel Shlomo, that in a case where Lo of Dina Chumra, then we're going to say itafas, itafas, lo mafkin. Okay, so that's already embedded. Now the Xerxes is going to take this a step further, and he says, let's look at what he writes over here. He says in the bold section, next lines, v'nei masav de v'marshal, da'afilu b'kim v'draminei lo mahani tfisa. Eladafka hecha the low of dinan hachomer. It sounds in the Marsha that when do we say that tfisa does not work? It should read, in other words, aval hecha de of dinan hachomer sulo mechayv klabat asumim va'afilu tafas mafkina mine. When do we say lo mafkina mine? Where lo avdina chumra, but avdina chumra, and that's what it sounds like. There's a difference between avdina chumra and lo avdina chumra. He says that's what comes from the marshal, and then says the Xerxes. Listen to these words: vilech ora divrei marshal hema divrei nevius. What does that mean when you say about something that their words are the are divrei nevius? Is that a compliment or an insult? That is not a compliment. Divrei Nevius is not a compliment. It means he is prophesizing this. It's like it's a prophecy. Someone must have given it to him from on high because there is no source whatsoever for this chiluk. He is giving him a little bit of a stuck. Divrei Nevius, not a compliment. And then he says, I take it back. Then he says, I take it back. In fact, it's not Divrei Nevius, and I will bring you a raya to the Pizzis Yamshel Shlomo. And what's the raya? The raya is Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. Now this is a nice chiddush. There's a big chiddush over here, but I appreciate the chiddush. Rebels, is the case of Sanhedrin Ayin Beis habo b'machteres? Careful, do not answer without thinking deeply. Is the case of Habob and Machteris of Dinan Hachumra or Lo of Dinan Hachumra? And what exactly does this mean? For example, let's say this woman, the Ima, in the case of Esnan Zona, let's say the two Aden is Hasra'a. We bring her into Bezdin. We convict her. We're about to give her an Onesh. And she escapes. She runs away. Is that called Avdin HaChum or not? Are there eight? Was it Shogeg? Amazing. Hasra? Check. Aiden? Check. Was there a conviction in Beis Din?
Yes.
She is chayev misa in every sense, says the Ksos. That means what happened to the owner's mama? It's gone. It's gone. It's part of the chiyuv misa. Good. We haven't yet executed her, but that's called up din nachum. And that's, I think, a fair statement to make. In light of that, is the case of Habab Machteris Avdinan HaChumra or not? What is this Bab Machteris's Chiv Misa? Where is it coming from? What? He's a Rodef. Does he have a formal din of Rodef? Well, this is going on. It's tunneling into the house. Does he have a halachic status of ein lo damin? Is someone allowed, are people allowed to kill him? People are allowed to kill him. So what does that mean that people are allowed to kill him? He's chayv misa. He's chayv misa in which sense? In the sense of ein lo damin. Of dinan tachum. Says the Ksos. Says the Ksos. There's machlokas in the Gemara, whether in Yosra. But whatever it is, he's got a din of Rodef. Ein lo damin. Says the Ksos, brilliant. You know why Rava didn't want to take back the stolen sheep? Why did he take back the stolen sheep? Because this is a case of Dina Nachumra. And if it's a case of Dina Nachumra, where's the Chiv Mamo? It's absolutely gone. And if it's absolutely gone, there's no chiv whatsoever. I'm respectful of Rav's position, and therefore, there's nothing to give back. It's not like Tosis wants to fetch out an answer. What did Tosis say? Tosis said what? Tosis says, yeah, he wanted to give it al pidin. He wasn't chayv al pidin. That's why he didn't take it back. No. This is the case of Din Nachum. In light of the Marshal, the Gemara, can you imagine? You're learning, I don't care if it's Kiyas, whatever. You're learning from Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. You're learning, and you learn at Taisus, and you're going to pull this out of that Gemara? You got to have the mind of the Ksos to be able to pull that out of the Gemara. But basically, the Ksos says, no, this is a case of Din Nachumra, and that's the Pshat. That's why Rava didn't accept the return of the sheep, because Abdina Chumra, there's no chiv mamon whatsoever. Hashta de asis lahachi. Now that we're here, that's the basic subs. So all the achron, they all say this. It's not coming from me. They all say that's the pshat nistosis. What's the pshat nistosis? So we really misunderstood the Tosis. Tosis asked the kash. Riva asked the kash. How can you tell me Shur is more chomer than Adam? After all what? Shur is more chomer than Adam. Adam is not chayv and kofar, says the Ksos. What do you mean? The reason that he's not chayv and kofar is because of Kimle b'derabi. That's why he's not chayv and kofar, but fundamentally, there is a chiyuv kofar. Yeah, fundamentally, there is a chiv kofar, and in a case of kimle where the adam, let's say, kills b'mezi, he's chayv misa. Was there a chiv kofar fundamentally? The answer is yes. There was a chiv kofar, and the chiv kofar gets absorbed where? It's absorbed in the chiv misa. It's there, just like it's there by shur. It's there by adam. That's if it's b'mezid. What is Tosis' answer? Tana de Bechizkia. What does Tana de Bechizkia teach us? He's not talking about, we're still in Kimle. But Tana de Bechizkia tells us, there's a Chiv Kofar. There's a Chiv Kofar. You talk about Mavkin, all of that. But will Beis Din ever enforce get involved, generate. Is this chiv ever, shall we say, a chiv that's extant that he has to actually pay in dine adam? The answer is never. Never. He has no, it's there, and he doesn't have a chiv to pay. By sure, it's there, and he has a chiv to pay. So what Tosis is answering is, the kasha is not saying, oh, there's something external, kimle. It's external, the answer also. Kimle is a side, it's an external point. It's external in Tanakh Hizkiah too. But when it comes to the kasha Tosis, Tosis is asking the kasha, what do you mean? This is not a kula of Adam, kimle. And what does Kimle say in the Kasha? There's a Chiv Kofer. And the Chiv Kofer essentially was implemented. Where was it implemented? Inside the Chiv Misa is implemented the Chiv Kofer. What's the Chiddush of Tana Debei Chizkiah? Is there's a Chiv Kofer? But is that Chiv Kofer ever going to be implemented in a Beis Din?
No.
It's just never. Will the Chiv Kofer of Shur ever be implemented in the Beis Din? Yes. So is that a Chumrah of Shur over Adam?
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's the shot in the Gemara. So, the two more enticements. But it took us about 48 hours to understand the two enticements. And that's the Chora, what's going on in the two enticements. Now you'll ask me, Kasha. You ask me, Kasha would be a good Kasha. Rabbi, what about, is it really, really true? Is it really, really true that Beis Din, even by Shur, will impose the Chiv Kofer? Is that true? What is Kofer? That's unconscious. What is Kofer? What is it?
It's a
Kapar. It's a Kapar.
It's not a normal Kofer.
It's a kapara. Will Beis Din force me to bring a korban chatas if I don't want to bring a korban chatas? I want the kapara. I get the kapara, don't I? So, perhaps, this is, according to all the akon, this is the pshat in the Rifa. But the very next line of Tosis, which is the Ri, which is the Ri, Omer Ri, says, and that's tomorrow's show. There's no kimle issue here at all. This is not kimle. There is no kimle. Why not? A bunch of possibilities. At least two possibilities. Why not? It's not kimle. And it's not kimle. Look, give me an example of kimle. Give me kimle. Give me a classic case of kimle.
I kill you, but rip your shirt.
Excellent. I shoot someone, kill them, and rip their shirt. How many meisim did I do? I did one maisa, but I did two halachic maisa. One halachic maisa was a ritzicha, and the second halachic maisa was ripping a shirt. So one maisa produces two halachic consequences that are different. I'm mechal Shabbos, I light a gadish on Shabbos, and I did monetary damage. There's really two maisa in there. It's chil Shabbos, and there is monetary damage. That's kimle. That's classic kimle. I go out and kill someone. And there's a consequence. One consequence is I'm chayav misa. A second consequence may be I'm chayav a kofer. Is that two separate mice? Is that two distinct? Or is it just two consequences of one action, of one mice? So the Reed's going to tell you this whole question is, doesn't get started. There's no kimle here whatsoever. So Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll finish the thesis. And we'll understand how come Rivas says there is kimle over here, this is a kimle issue. And the Reed says, this has nothing to do with kimle, you're barking up the wrong tree. There's no kimle here. Yes, there's going to be a kula by Kofair. But kimle is just not relevant over here. I need to show him we'll pick that up. Come on. Excellent day.
Why? Kill someone, right?